Greetings, fellow seekers, and welcome to The Global Entity, a blog, a movement, and now, finally, a podcast. I am Julia, your messy philosophical friend who took it upon herself to entertain you with what has essentially become my life. Almost 2 years ago, I decided to uproot my life in Sweden to search for my purpose. Since then, I've been slow traveling Africa and sharing it through writing. By sharing my journey, I hope to ignite the spark of possibility within you, dear listener, because living through the heart isn't necessarily about dancing under the African sky, as amazing as that is. It's about embracing the wild, untamed beauty of your own existence, however that may look like. So, without further ado, let's dive into today's post. Safety versus convenience, a traveler's dilemma in Cape Town's taxi landscape. Uber trouble in Cape Town. The bus ride from Durban to Cape Town took 26 hours instead of the promised 23 and a half hours. The last 2 hours were excruciating. My mind was so set on arriving at a specific time, so when I realized we were delayed, every minute felt like an hour. When I finally arrived at the bus station in Cape Town, no Uber nor Bolt online taxi apps would take my request. It surprised me at first, since Cape Town is such a huge city with many, many people working for these companies. Then I recalled how it was the last time I was in South Africa, back in 2017-2018. There were huge tensions between the online taxi app drivers and the meter taxi drivers. The meter taxistas felt overrun by the online apps and their low prices, a common feeling in many countries where online taxi services completely changed the market by being more accessible as well as cheaper. Back then, it led to such violent encounters resulting in beatings, torching, and even murder. The violence was closely intertwined and fueled by xenophobia, the fear, hatred, and prejudice against foreigners, a huge problem in South Africa. Today, the tension between the two parties has calmed down, but it has left its traces. After a few attempts of trying to hail an online taxi, I surrender and grab a meter taxi. We argue about the price, and eventually, being exhausted after such a long journey, I accepted the standard price even though my destination was less than 5 minutes away. Personally, I feel safer using online taxi apps since I can share my location with my friends, but also because I know there's an online record of my journey. If, God forbid, I was to get kidnapped, robbed, or otherwise damaged on my ride, I know that my ride, car, and driver are registered. It might not help me in that specific moment, but at least it creates a feeling of security. This is not a security strategy I developed while traveling. Rather, it was something I felt normal to do as a precaution in Sweden, my home country. I tried asking my grumpy but kind taxi driver about the current situation between metered and online taxistas in Johannesburg today. He says that it's better now, as everyone has agreed upon their so-called territory. The bus and train stations, for example, belong to the meter taxis, while home pickups are better suited for online taxis. He makes it seem like it's all harmonious now. I wonder if it's true. My new home in Cape Town. When I arrive, I am greeted by a super happy Victoria, my Airbnb host in Woodstock. Apparently, I am their first guest. I usually don't book Airbnb without reviews as a safety precaution. However, the location was perfect in relation to the festival, and I would get my own apartment with a terrace. Additionally, I was to arrive during the day, so if there were any shenanigans, it would at least not be at night. I didn't have much choice anyhow, since it was a last-minute booking. I didn't want to stay in a hostel this time, since I will be out dancing at night and coming and going at all hours. I did not have to worry. Victoria and I hit it off right away, and I felt safe. The rest of the day I spent on self-care, trying to erase the traces of the long bus ride off my face. I meant to take a nap in the afternoon, but instead I got stuck admiring the stunning view from my terrace. Cape Town really is something else. All right, guys, that was it for today. As some of you already know, this blogcast is part of a larger travel platform specializing in festivals and social sustainable tourism. If you want to see the photos from this journey, take part in the latest news, and join our amazing and vibrant community, you'll find the link to theglobalentity.com in the bio. You can also find my email right there in the bio. Send me a few lines and let me know what you think. If you enjoy this blogcast and if you want to support what I do, please give it a great rating on your podcast streaming platform. If you really like it, maybe send it to a friend you think might enjoy it too. I'd really appreciate that. Have a great week and don't forget to dance.